Good morning, Texas, and anybody else was listening out there either through the live streaming or the live radio broadcast itself, or from the website www.scatteredchristians.org. I had told you in the previous couple of programs we were going to deal with a major historical event that changed so many things in Christianity. I was going to answer some questions that we had set up before, but I think what we're going to do for this program and probably the program on Monday, being the big holiday for everybody, and everybody's going to be busy either out there picnicking or fishing or whatever, I think what we're going to do for a couple days here, just Friday's program and Monday's program, I think I'm just going to sit back and play piano for you. I'm going to play some hymns that I think many of you out there may have remembered from the olden days, as they say, but they're still classics today. If you don't know the words, just hum along, because I'm sure the melodies will bring back memories for many of you. And if you do know the words, feel free to sing away, as we always say. And I'm sorry I don't have them all listed on the website page. There's just too many to list. So I hope you recognize them. And like you say, sing away or sit back in your chair, put your feet up and close your eyes. And just think of the words or just let the melody, just like it says here, make melody in your heart to the Lord. We will have a program on Sunday. We'll be doing Ephesians still. And then Monday, we'll probably have another program of music. And then Tuesday, we will deal with a pretty heavy start. We will be talking about, where was the Bible before a King James Bible came along? What did people have? That's quite a question. That will take care of so many bits of confusion in the rightly dividing world. So if you have any friends that claim to be King James guys, I'm not sure they'll even go along with this one, but get some of your folks to come in and listen on Tuesday morning. We're going to deal with the Word of God before a King James Bible. We're going to be dealing with Paul, and he was involved with healing and miracles and baptism and Lord's Supper and knowledge from God directed to his people and spirituality, spiritual discernment, knowing the things that were freely given to people. People were given by the Spirit of God. They were given the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning spirits. There was divers in speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, etc., etc. Now, it was only in part. But at the time, what was going on? And does that still take place today? What would happen if we did not have a Bible? What would it be like if we never had a King James Bible? Or any Bible, everybody claims to be the Word of God. What's going on? What is the situation here? So, we will deal with that big one on Tuesday. But for right now, just sit back, and I'm just going to play the piano for you today and on Monday, and I will talk to you Sunday morning about Ephesians. that's it for today. Hope you enjoyed the music. Just remember Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. We'll talk to you again at the next program.